Good morning, and thanks for tuning in to Focus on Ellenwood. I always appreciate everyone tuning in to find out what are the latest happenings within our community. And we're going to focus this month on the Ellenwood After Harvest Fest. We're just 2 months out. And then we will also talk about the upcoming Memorial Day service that is held. And that's another longstanding tradition in our community. And then that last segment of the morning, we're going to highlight basically our community bulletin board, because there's always wonderful and a lot of exciting things happening in our community. And I want all of our listeners to know about those so that we can see your face in Ellenwood attending those activities. I am excited this morning to have Christy Root back with me. Christy is a returning guest. She does a great job. She wears many hats in our community, so she gets to join us to help promote those. So good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I always love coming here and doing the show with you.
Well, I love having you. And you're crazy busy in your job. And so I so appreciate you taking time out of your morning to come over. Christy's the head of the foundation, director of Ellenwood District Hospital. And we've had her on before to talk about the new hospital, and it's becoming like a reality real soon.
Did the sign go up on the side of the highway?
I did. I actually just buzzed, blew right by there on my way over, I'm not going to lie. And it is neat to see all the signage kind of going up on the building. And
we couldn't be more proud of it. We are all very anxiously awaiting to be able to move in. So we'll be fully operational by August 1st. So I feel like I'm going to go to sleep and wake up and we'll be there. So.
Well, and not only is After Harvest Fest week busy for many reasons, but you guys are going to move that week, I hear.
So our move is scheduled. It's a 3-week move and it starts July 8th. And then July 11th also is another big move. So we will be moving during After Harvest Fest. We were going to host some tours because I know After Harvest Fest gets a lot of alumni who have maybe relocated out of Ellenwood. They come back. Mm-hmm. So we were hoping to host some tours, but unfortunately it's just going to be way too chaotic.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be like having, you know, hosting a big family gathering and you're only halfway moved into your house. It just, and we understand that is kind of, but you know, maybe we can do something different, you know, maybe like some virtual, maybe we can plug some things in out there. And
prior to then, we still are taking groups through on almost a daily basis.
Oh, so like right now, if somebody wanted to do a group
tour,
something,
it doesn't matter if one or two people or 12 people can be any size.
Interesting. Okay. Well, I am so thankful to you and your office and to the hospital. You guys have taken that 5K family fun run and walk, and it's like your baby. I mean, you like completely organize that. You do everything to put that together because that is a great event that happens during After Harvest Festival. Last year, you know, I know Donna kind of had the idea, let's try a Friday night. Let's try that. And some people are like, oh, yeah. Well, wow.
We couldn't have chose a better time to do it. And if you remember last year, we had a crazy storm.
I remember.
Through at like 5 p.m. And I thought, mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, this is not good. And then it blew through really fast. The skies cleared. The sun came out. The clouds parted. And we could not have asked for a better evening.
And a beautiful breeze out of the north. It was just... Now, was I maybe like at my house crying when the 60-mile-an-hour winds went through? Yes, because I had in my mind that every banner that we had just hung, every table and chair that we had put up was going to just be destroyed. But God was good and everything was okay. And it turned out to be amazing.
Yeah, if it tells you how good the weather was, we had 80 runners pre-registered. And the night of, we had a total of 130 runners. So we had 50 extra signups at check-in and registration the day of. And I think part of that was just because people realized that the weather was gorgeous and that it was outside and in the evening, and they said, well, heck yeah, we'll go ahead and do it.
Yeah. And we really do promote this. It is a family fun run and walk.
Yes. You don't have to be a marathon runner or a track star or the fastest person. If you are, you might get a medal for it. But we do have a lot of families that are in it, and a lot of people just pushing strollers and grandparents that are hanging out with their grandchildren and walking.
Yeah, and that was really fun to see last year. I mean, you get that first group through, and they're there. They're serious. Like, that is their thing. Then you get the middle group of runners, and they're pushing strollers, and they're having a great time. And then you get the walkers, and they're just laughing it up and having a great time. And it really is such a fun event.
A lot of fun. We did actually switch up a few things this year. So the day before, we're going to host a packet pickup from 5 to 7. And that's going to be in the lawn at 1039 Cafe, which is the new restaurant in town.
Nice.
So if you'd like to save time and hassle on race day, you can come the day before on Wednesday or Thursday, July 18th, to 1039 and pick your packet up. That way you'll have your shirt and your race number ready in case you would like to race in your shirt. And then if you can't make it, though, we will still have check-in and late registration open the day of. Before the event.
I love the shirt design. I wish on our radio that we could do a visual slide now and be like, oh, and look at this really cool shirt. Like, I'll be honest, I'm not doing the walk and run, but I'm thinking about paying the fee because I just really want the shirt.
We get a lot of people actually that sign up and they'll put on their, don't give me a number, don't sign me a race bib, I just want the shirt. And that's fine. And if you do just want the shirt, I would highly suggest to register before May 24th because that's our early bird pricing. So if you register on or before May 24th, it's only going to be $25 for adults and $15 for you.
Yeah, so that's a great price because it's a really nice shirt that you get. And we really do encourage people. I mean, if you want to guarantee that you want to get it at the lowest price, and you want to get the shirt and the size that you want, go ahead and register. And so where can we find this form?
So there's a couple different ways you can register. The easiest way is if you go to runsignup.com and just do a search. You can search for After Harvest Fest, and ours comes right up. You can do an advanced search for Ellenwood, Kansas also, and it'll come up. You can also go to our website at ellenwooddistricthospital.org. And at the very top of the website on the banner is a link to that website as well. And then there's also, you can click and download a paper registration form, fill it out, and then just return it back either to the foundation office downtown or to the hospital and clinic, or you can mail it in.
Yeah, I was actually out on the chamber website, or not the chamber, the hospital's website the other day looking for it, and it's like right there on the front page.
Yeah.
And you'll see kind of the color design of what that shirt's going to look like. And yeah, so that's fun.
I have to say a quick shout out to Armor Inc. They are a local t-shirt making and design company in town. They're actually right next door to us at the foundation. So that's really handy. But they were the ones that designed.
And what's fun about that, two Ellenwood alumni that have started a business there. Both graduated from Ellenwood. They're one of our newer chamber businesses that we have. And so it is. They, you know, have a great artistic mind. And
they do a great job every year. They started it last year, and I think they had only been open to the public maybe like a month prior to me going, hey, we guys design our 5K shirts.
And yeah.
So it was definitely a learning curve on their behalf, but they did a wonderful job.
Well, good. We're going to take our first break of the morning, and when we come back, we're going to kind of talk about the route and the times of the run and all that. And then we're going to talk about a couple other things that need to be pre-registered to compete at After Harvest Festival. We'll be right back after this. Welcome back to Focus on Ellenwood, where today we're focusing on our first segment. We talked about the 5K Family Fun Run and Walk. I have Christy Roop here with me. She is the director of the Ellenwood District Hospital Foundation. And we kind of talked about, you know, we want to get you pre-registered so that we can guarantee you the lowest price and a shirt on your size. Let's kind of talk about the start times.
Yeah, so this year the check-in and late registration will be open at 6:30. It's going to be on the corner of 2nd and Main this year, as opposed to last year it was inside the foundation office. Mm-hmm. This year it's going to be right at the start line, so there won't be any confusion, there won't be any long lines.
And so that's going to be right there on the north side of Menace Chapel.
Yes.
And there's a nice big concrete pad there. Yep. So look for there that if you come into town that day and decide, man, I feel like running or walking a 5K, which will never come out of my mouth, but there might be somebody that thinks that, then that's where they'll look for that.
And then this year, we're going to start the walkers 30 minutes early at 7 p.m. so that that way they're finishing a little bit at the same time as some of those last runners. And also for their safety because it starts getting dark.
Yeah.
7:30, we'll start the runners. And then at 8:45, we're going to have the awards ceremony, which another new thing this year, which I think is just awesome that we're able to do this, is the awards ceremony is going to be on the stage where the live music is going to be at. So we'll be able to announce it and everybody will be able to kind of hang out, check out everything that's happening on Main Street, and then listen for the announcements on who won.
Yeah, and so they'll get recognized. They'll come up the stage. We usually have a pretty good crowd that has gathered down at the beverage tent area by that time because we got a live band. That night it's going to be Still Scarecrows, so it's going to be like a country music band. I've heard them several times. They are fantastic.
That's going to be great. And speaking of beverage tents, another cool thing, we're doing it again this year, is that anybody that has a race bib are more than welcome. They can turn it in at the beverage tent for a free drink. Or if you've got littles or you're just really hot and want to cool down, they can turn it in to the 1039 treats and get a free snow cone out of it.
Nice. Yeah. So that was fun last year. And it's really neat. I love that everything is downtown. That worked
so easy.
So good for us last year. And we just had so much positive feedback. And so it's just fun to come back this year. Everything is going to be back downtown just like it was last year. And it also really brought a lot of attention to the run because people are down there for the band, the beverage tent. Everybody's kind of hanging out. And you guys do go ahead and hire like an official timing company.
Yeah. Yeah. So the race is professionally timed.
Race.
Yeah, it's an official race. And I know that is a draw for a lot of people. So that's something that we're holding true to and going to keep having come back every year as well.
Yeah. And it's kind of cool. I mean, there's a huge inflatable like finish line. And last year it was so fun to see the kids.
Yeah.
You know, like
they
that was a big deal to them. And I think that's a bonus in having a Friday evening versus like a 7 a.m. Saturday morning. You just draw a lot more people and you draw a lot more families because they do it as a family activity.
Exactly.
And so it really was a good switch.
Right. And I mean, let's face it, who wants to get up on a Saturday morning at 6:30 to go run a 5K?
Right. Mostly when you're 2 days into After Harvest Fest, you know, Thursday's been the barbecue and all the activities. And then we've added in, you know, Friday night. And then, so that makes it kind of an early morning for Saturday. And so the other thing is we will have the 3-on-3 basketball tournament again this year. It's going to be on the bricks. We did move the location a little bit. Yeah, last year was on West First. Well, now that's 1039 Cafe.
Yep.
We probably don't need to be right out their front door.
Right.
And so we have moved the 3-on-3 basketball tournament. It is going to be right north of, it's going to be kind of right at that corner of 2nd and Main, right in that block between 1st and 2nd Street.
On Main Street.
On Main. So it'll be on the bricks. And this will also give people watching a little bit more area to be. And so we just thought that'd be a good fit. Huge shout out to Troy Moore. He's going to organize and run the event. And there again, he's busy moving the physical therapy department at that time.
I know, right?
So
well, and also a shout out to Steve Richter, too, with the rec, because he helped out a lot with that last year, too.
Yes, and he is willing to also do that again this year. So I am very appreciative to Steve and Troy for just running that day of event. You're going to be seeing out on our After Harvest Fest Facebook page the registration for that. Leslie, our social media coordinator, is finishing up that registration form. Minimum of 3 people, maximum of 5. One of the changes that we've made this year is we're going to add some age categories. So we'll have a middle school division, a high school division, and then an 18 and older.
That's awesome. I know last year we had some young ones that had a team and were playing, and they were really, really good. But unfortunately, when you're playing against like varsity high schoolers and some adults that are like 6 as tall as Troy Moore, it's just hard to compete.
And so we are trying to add in some more activities for like that middle school age group. And so that'll be one of the things that we're adding in. So be watching for that. Kind of the same thing. You're going to have to be registered. We're going to have your form. and that by June 20th, if you want to guarantee to get a shirt, we're doing tank tops. We awesome. Thought that'd be something yep. fun. And so we're going to do tank tops for that this year. And so be watching for that because that form is coming out. And there will be a limit of how many teams that we can take per age group. And so if you have some middle school girls, boys, they can be co-ed teams. That does not matter. Go ahead and get them signed up pretty quickly, same way. And it will go off of the grade that you just finished. So if you just graduated eighth grade, you're still in that middle school age category.
Perfect.
So we're going to take our last break of the morning. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Memorial Day service that will be coming up in Ellenwood here in just about a week and a half. And then we're going to highlight some other community events. Welcome back to Focus on Ellenwood. We always use this last segment of the morning because we want to highlight other activities that are happening in our community. Christy, tomorrow night, Ignite, they will be at 1039 Cafe.
That's so exciting. I cannot and wait to go.
That's through the Great Bend Economic Development. That Ignite program was kind of like that Shark Tank competition mm-hmm. that yeah. they had. You know, 1039 won second place, but then they won the People's Choice Award. And so 1039 is actually one of the first businesses that received that they've actually opened.
That's awesome. That's a huge catalyst for 1039.
Yeah.
To get them going kind of quick and soon.
Yeah.
And
so come out.
So excited. To
between 5 to 8, they're going to have some appetizers. There's going to be some fun giveaways. I think it'll be a great time in our community. It looks like the weather's going to be good.
It should be very exciting. And for anybody that drove by early on 1039, and then maybe haven't driven by since then, they have the grass out there now.
Yes.
I mean, it's just so awesome.
And the patio area is wonderful.
Yeah.
I just love that patio area. And so that'll be a great place to hang out then on Friday night. And then on Saturday, there will be a benefit at the VFW in Great Bend for Ryder Schmidt. He's a little 11-year-old boy that has had some very serious health problems over the last several months and is still hospitalized in Kansas City, and it's looking like will be for a while. His mom works part-time at Ellenwood District Hospital. Mm-hmm. She also works at Clara Barton Hospital in Hoisington. His aunt works at Ellenwood District Hospital, his grandmother. And so a lot of ties to our Ellenwood community. And so if you'd like to come out at 5 p.m. at the VFW, they're doing a sloppy Joe meal, but there is wonderful raffle prizes. They've got some silent and live auction things. If you want tickets and you can't be there, please reach out to me. I do have tickets that we can offer, or you can see Katie Gatton at the hospital, and mm-hmm. she has
Absolutely.
Those. Then next Thursday night, we have an after hours. Those are so fun.
They are. I can't wait.
Like, I love chamber coffees, but after hours, you're just a little bit more laid back because
right.
you don't have to rush back to work.
Right. It's a little different vibe.
Yeah. So at 5:30 next Thursday, the 23rd, it'll be held at the American Legion, but it's hosted by Buchanan Associates, an American Family Insurance agent, Melissa Dole, who is an Ellenwood native and lives in Ellenwood, who is an agent with them, will be leading that coffee. Fun starts at 5:30, and they're actually our newest Ellenwood Chamber member. So we're excited to get
Fantastic.
To tell the community about them. Next Wednesday night, we're going to have an After Harvest Fest meeting.
And can't wait.
I am looking for volunteers because it takes a small village and army to put on a three-day festival. And I love that, like, you took an event and you just organized it. I just, like, cheer you on and say, what can I do?
Right.
But I just need volunteers. Like, I need 1 hour of your time. I don't need you for all 3 days. Like, can you help Thursday morning set up tables and chairs? Can you help wipe down the tables and chairs? Can you help Thursday night for an hour? Can you help Friday? Help, you know, hanging banners. There's just so much that it takes to even get to the point like, hey, here it is.
Now we're here Let's to go. Do it and have fun.
Are you somebody that's super personable? Because our flyers will be out here within the next 3 weeks that have all of our activities, the big posters. Are you traveling out of the area that you can take a poster and put up
oh,
in businesses outside of our area?
That.
Are you someone that loves to take a drive in the car and love to meet people? Hey, can you drive to Larned and put up posters around Larned? Those are the type of things that I am looking for, and I would be so appreciative of that help. If you'd like to come to the After Harvest Fest meeting on Wednesday at 7 p.m. at the American Legion, I would have a task to assign you. I guarantee if you can just give me your time, I can give you a job. And so we really hope to maybe see you there. Just a reminder, school is out in Ellenwood for the summer. And so just be careful. Lots of kids on bicycles, scooters, everywhere. Just kind of be mindful as you're driving. The pool will open up on Memorial Day, just like it always does. That first day that the pool opens, it is free admission.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that.
It is. So it doesn't matter if the water's 40 degrees. Kids are jumping in.
My kids, every time we drive by the pool, it's like, is it open yet? Is it open yet?
Right. They're ready. And then the Memorial Day ceremony will be Monday, May 27th at Lake and Comanche Cemetery. It will start at 10:30. They will march in the color guards about 10:15, so you'll want to be there before 10:30. That is organized by the American Legion Post 320. And this year, their guest speaker will be B.J. Bueller. He does live in Ellenwood now. He actually is from the Claflin area, mm-hmm. is where he grew up. So Staff Sergeant B.J. Bueller spent 15 years in the Army as a military policeman. He was deployed to Guatemala Bay, Cuba. He worked at Camp Delta, the prison for terrorists captured in Afghanistan and Baghdad and a couple other towns. I honestly can't pronounce their name.
Oh, my gosh.
So BJ had a long career, 15 years.
Wow,
and he has a story to tell. And so I would encourage people, please come out to the Memorial Day ceremony. You can bring your lawn chair. You can set that up. A lot of people will carry like their little bag chair and sit and listen because there isn't seating. And then following the ceremony, the American Auxiliary ladies have a luncheon back the Legion. It's always just a very heartfelt ceremony. And so I do look forward that we have somebody from our area that's going to come and tell their story and their experience.
It sounds like he has an amazing story to tell, too.
He does. And BJ's just such a great guy, and I appreciate all that he's doing behind the scenes to help with the After Harvest Fest also. And so, well, I want to thank all of our listeners that tuned in. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And make sure you're putting in your vacation days, July 18th through the 20th. Just take those days off. We want to see you in Ellenwood and enjoy the 51st Ellenwood After Harvest Fest. Be watching the Ellenwood After Harvest Fest Facebook page. That's where we share all the events. There will be things posting almost daily there. And make sure you're getting pre-registered for the 5K Family Fun Run and Walk. And if you want to have a 3-on-3 basketball team, that registration form will be coming out soon. Until next month, we hope that you're happy and healthy.